Well, hello and welcome to the Morning Manna podcast, beaming to you from beautiful Twin Falls, Idaho, to wherever you are on planet Earth. And we're delighted that you've chosen to take this time with us, this next 10 minutes or so, and to get into God's Word. We love God's Word. It's powerful in our lives. It shapes us. Paul wrote in Romans 12, be transformed. Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And how are our minds renewed? Well, Jesus prayed to the Father in John 17 and said, Father, sanctify them, meaning believers. Change them, transform them. How? Then Jesus said, your word is truth. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. So this is crucial for us, is that we saturate ourselves in the Word of God. So we're going through Psalms, and we find ourselves in Psalm 5 today, and we made it through, approximately half. I want to say we got through the first six verses. We'll pick it up at verse 7, and this again is a Psalm of David. And David's Psalms are so rich. So we talked about last week what to pray, who we pray to, how we pray, and all of that. Well, today let's look at the grace that we need, and that's verse 7. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow towards your holy temple in the fear of you. Okay, through the abundance of your steadfast love, I will enter your house. Listen, we can only be brought into relationship with God and into the presence of God by an act of God. God has to initiate the process. John wrote in 1 John that we love him because he first loved us. And that love was not just some ethereal, wispy emotion, but it took form as an action. God becoming a human and then providing the perfect sacrifice for sin by dying on a cross. And then rising from death in order to conquer death so that we can approach God now. And so we are saved by grace through faith, not of works, the Bible says, lest anyone should boast. So David says that it's through the abundance of your steadfast love that I will enter your house. David realizes God's grace in his life. Well, secondly, the guidance we want. Verse 8, lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. So lead me, Lord. I don't want to get going off to the right or to the left. I want to be led by God. And so make my path straighten out the crooked path before me. That's a great prayer. You know, in Psalm 139, David wrote that the Lord has searched out our path. So God has a will. He's already there in our next week, in our next month. And so we can pray, Lord, lead me. Show me the way. Help me to walk in the footsteps that you've laid out for me, that I can walk in your will. Not only the guidance that we want, but then the truth. Thirdly, the truth that we know. Verse 9. For there's no truth in their mouth. Their inmost self is destruction. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Because of the abundance of their transgressions, cast them out. For they have rebelled against you. So this is hard truth that is really being challenged a lot today. people want to think of God as sort of a benevolent grandpa to all humans. And the idea that humans are inherently and by nature sinful, and therefore, as Ephesians 2 says, enemies of God. And therefore, for a human being by nature an enemy of God to be reconciled to God, then something very profound needs to happen. And if it doesn't, well, there will be very grave, dire consequences to that. So Jesus talked about hell and the punishment of hell more than anyone else in the Bible because of its reality. And so David is acknowledging the truth about the human condition. And so it's a sobering, sobering thing. And you know, I'm not sure we would necessarily pray this way, you know, having the advantage of the New Testament and some of the New Testament light that we receive, especially through Jesus and his teaching on prayer. But the truth of what is in David's words is necessary to be embraced, and so on. Well, we end with this final thought, and that's the favor we enjoy, verse 11. But all who take refuge in you, rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. That beautiful, covered in favor. The one who seeks refuge in Jesus Christ is covered in the favor, protected by God. And so rejoice in that. And I love this, Christian. Listen, you essentially can be as joyful as you want to be. I mean, it's really true. When the Bible says rejoice in the Lord, again, I say rejoice, that's permission. That's a promise from God that says, you know, or a command from God, that's permission to be joyful. Some of us walk around like Eeyore, just bummed all the time with a dark cloud over us instead of rejoicing in the Lord and doing what is our God-given right and command from the Lord is to rejoice in him. And so many people think of joy as a passive thing, that, it comes and goes like the wind. And it's not true. We used to sing that song way back in the 80s in church. I got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down. Hey, it's abiding. It's abiding with us. And so we've got to access it. And then, listen, a shield is mobile. And I think this is an important point. The favor of God is our shield. It doesn't cover any one area of our body, spiritually speaking, but it's mobile, and it protects areas that are already in part protected. And so, listen, think about this today, Christian, is that you have the favor of God in Christ, that Jesus Christ has made you acceptable to God, and it's based on who Jesus is and what he's done. And this favor is like a shield to you, to know that God loves you, and he does. And that no matter who else might be unhappy with you, because there probably is someone in your life, there's typically one or two or three that maybe aren't all that happy with us in any given moment, but know that the Lord is happy with you because you are in Christ, the well-pleasing Son. Hey, God bless you guys. See you next time.